Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Daisies for Innocence by Bailey Cottrell, narrated by Vanessa Daniels. Chapter 1. The sweet, slightly astringent aroma of Lavandula stoechis teased my nose. I couldn't help closing my eyes for a moment to appreciate its layered fragrance drifting on the light morning breeze. Spanish lavender, or topped lavender, according to my gamma, it had been one of my mother's favorites. It was a flower that had instilled calm and soothed the skin for time eternal, a humble herb still used to ease headache and heartache alike. I remembered Gamma murmuring to me in my garden when I was 5 years old, "Breathe deeply, Eliana. Notice how you can actually taste the scent when you inhale it." Pliny the Elder brewed this into his spiced wine, and Romans used it to flavor their ancient sauces. In the language of flowers, it signifies the acknowledgement of love. Not that I'd be using it in that capacity anytime soon. But Gamma had been gone for over 20 years, and my mother had died when I was only 4. Shaking my head, I returned my attention to the tiny mosaic pathway next to where I knelt. Carefully, I added a piece of foggy sea glass to the design. The path was 3 feet long and 4 inches wide, and led from beneath a tumble of forget-me-nots to a violet-colored fairy door set into the base of the east fence. Some people referred to them as gnome doors, but whatever you called them, the decorative miniature garden phenomena were gaining popularity with adults and children alike. The soft green and blue of the water-polished, glass-nugget path seemed to morph directly from the clusters of azure flowers, curving around a lichen-covered rock to the 10-inch round door. I wondered how long it would take one of my customers to notice this new addition to the verdant garden behind my perfume and aromatherapy shop.